Today's digest for June 7th, 2026. 10 stories today spanning AI that hunts its own security bugs, fresh defenses against prompt injection, a quiet Instagram breach, and a record-breaking Chrome patch. We also dig into the real economics of agentic coding, a new take on the Humble Diff, a shakeup in Washington's AI policy team, and what Apple is expected to do with Siri this week. Here's the rundown. We open with a milestone for machine-driven security research. A startup called Depth First pointed an autonomous AI agent at FFmpeg, the open-source media library that sits inside almost every video player and streaming pipeline, and it surfaced 21 confirmed zero-day vulnerabilities across roughly 1.5 million lines of C code. Each came with a reproducible proof of concept, and the company says the entire run cost about $1,000. Several of the flaws had been hiding for 15 to 20 years. One Stack Overflow traced back to 2003, sitting undetected for more than two decades. Nine of them have already been assigned CVE identifiers. In the same week, Google shipped Chrome 149, patching a record 429 security bugs, the most in a single release. The worst, rated CVSS9.6, was a memory flaw in the Angel graphics engine that could let a malicious page break out of the browser sandbox, and Google paid $97,000 for the report. Next up, OpenAI is shipping a feature called Lockdown Mode, aimed squarely at prompt injection. The attack where hidden instructions buried in a web page or a document hijack an AI assistant into leaking data or taking actions the user never intended. When it is switched on, lockdown mode disables the riskiest capabilities, live web browsing, image retrieval, deep research, and autonomous agent mode, restricting the model to cached content only. OpenAI is candid that this is risk reduction, not a cure. A malicious instruction sitting in an already cached file or an uploaded document could still slip through. The feature is meant for organizations handling sensitive information rather than casual users, and it is rolling out first to ChatGPT, business self-serve accounts, and eligible personal plans. The move is a tacit admission that as these assistants gain the ability to browse and act on your behalf, the attack surface grows right along with them. Moving on to a breach that turned a support tool into an attack vector. Meta has confirmed that thousands of Instagram accounts were taken over by abusing the company's own AI-assisted account recovery chatbot. The flaw was a missing identity check. The system would send a password reset verification code without properly confirming that the email address requesting it actually belonged to the account in question, which let attackers redirect those codes to addresses they controlled. Accounts without two-factor authentication were the ones at risk. In a breach notice filed with Maine's Attorney General, Meta put the number affected at more than 20,000 people, following a campaign that ran quietly for about 7 weeks starting in mid-April. Meta says it has since disabled the vulnerable code path, force password resets for affected users, and is now auditing its other chatbots for the same weakness. It is a pointed reminder that conversational AI bolted onto sensitive workflows inherits every one of those workflows' security stakes. Also today, a freshly disclosed vulnerability in a widely used mobile building block. Apache has patched a flaw in the iOS version of the Cordova in-app browser plugin, newly assigned a CVE this week. Cordova is the framework that wraps web code into native mobile apps, and this plugin opens web pages inside those apps. The problem, any page loaded inside that in-app browser could fire callbacks belonging to other plugins because the identifiers linking a request to its response were predictable rather than validated. In plain terms, a malicious page shown inside the browser could forge results from sibling plugins, faking a camera approval, a contacts lookup, or a file response, and quietly cross a trust boundary the app assumed was solid. Affected versions run from 3.1.0 through 6.0.0, and the fix shipped in 6.0.1, credited to the researcher Nicholas Merds. It is a small library, but Cordova still underpins a long tail of enterprise and legacy apps, which is exactly where neglected dependencies tend to quietly rot. Next, a fresh entry in the breach ledger. Baker Distributing, a large HVAC and refrigeration wholesaler, has had data on roughly 103,000 customers exposed, now indexed by Have I Been Pwned. The records include email addresses, names, physical addresses, phone numbers, and support tickets, largely corporate contact information drawn from the company's contractor customer base, which the disclosure characterizes as limited in sensitivity. The extortion crew known as Shiny Hunters claimed responsibility and says it pulled the data out of Baker's SharePoint and Salesforce environments. That detail is the real story here. Shiny Hunters has spent this year systematically raiding cloud business platforms, the customer relationship and document systems that companies trust by default, and turning routine contact records into extortion leverage. None of it is especially secret on its own, but at scale, a clean list of who buys what from whom is its own kind of asset. Shifting to research that matters if you're paying the bill for AI coding agents, A new paper titled Tokenomics out of a Cornell-affiliated team set out to measure exactly where the tokens go when a multi-agent system writes software. The authors ran 30 development tasks through ChatDev, a framework of cooperating AI agents on top of GPT-5, and broke the token usage down across 6 phases: design, coding, completion, review, testing, and documentation. The headline finding is counterintuitive. The single biggest cost center was not writing the code at all. It was the iterative code review stage, which alone consumed about 59% of all tokens. Input tokens, not output, made up the majority of consumption, which points to agents spending heavily just re-explaining context to one another. The takeaway for anyone building these systems is sharp. The real expense of agentic engineering is automated refinement and verification, not the first draft. And that is where optimization actually pays off. Staying with developer tooling, a new project called SEM is making the rounds. SEM is a command line tool that layers a semantic understanding of code on top of Git. Instead of showing you a diff as a pile of added and removed lines, it tracks entities, meaning functions, classes, and methods, and tells you which of those actually changed between commits and how they evolved over time. The pitch is aimed as much at AI coding agents as at humans. The project claims agents are more than twice as accurate when handed SEM's structured output instead of raw line diffs, because the model sees intent rather than text noise. It deliberately sits at a different layer than a language server, those power autocomplete and go-to definition inside your editor, whereas SEM works across the whole repository's history to map dependencies and trace how a single function changed. It supports 26 languages with no configuration, and it is an early bet on the idea that the unit of code review is shifting from lines to meaning. On to AI in Washington, where the relationship is getting unusually financial. CNBC reports that the Trump administration is in talks to take an equity stake in OpenAI, an actual ownership position in the company. No size or dollar figure has been confirmed, and officials frame it as a way for, in the president's words, the American people to become partners in the success of AI. One floated mechanism is a so-called public wealth fund that would funnel any returns back to citizens. There is a precedent. The administration took a 10% stake in Intel last year, and Sam Altman has publicly toyed with government ownership ideas since early 2025. Not everyone is sold. Senator Bernie Sanders countered with a proposal for a one-time 50% tax on AI companies paid in stock, and even David Sachs, the administration's former AI point man, warned that government equity stakes could accelerate a corporate government fusion he finds uncomfortable. For now, it is all direction and no paperwork. Staying on policy, one of the architects of that approach is heading for the exit. Sriram Krishnan, the venture capitalist and former product leader at Microsoft, Twitter, and Snap, will leave his post as the White House's senior policy advisor for AI at the end of June. Over an 18-month tenure, he helped shape the administration's AI action plan, which leaned hard toward building data centers and away from regulation, along with executive orders pushing back on state-level AI rules. He worked closely with Dave Sachs, the same name from our last story, who has since moved to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. Krishnan says he plans to start an independent institution to keep influencing AI policy from the outside, focused on energy, data centers, and giving Americans a clearer path to the benefits of the technology. No successor has been named, and his departure fits a broader pattern of Silicon Valley figures rotating back out of government. We close with a look ahead. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference kicks off this week, and the headline is Siri. After more than a year of stumbles, Apple is expected to unveil a thoroughly rebuilt assistant, more conversational, able to hold context, and capable of carrying out multi-step tasks rather than fielding one command at a time. The most striking twist in the reporting is that Apple is leaning on Google's Gemini models to power parts of the new Siri, and may break the assistant out into its own standalone app to go head-to-head with ChatGPT and Claude. Rumored alongside it, an agent that can act inside the App Store to book reservations or control smart home gear, a visual intelligence layer in the camera app, and AI-assisted editing and object removal in photos. Treat the specifics as rumor until Apple says them on stage, but the through line is clear. Apple, long the cautious holdout on generative AI, is finally making its move. That is the digest for June 7th. From AI agents that hunt their own bugs to Washington weighing a stake in the companies building them, the through line today is the same. These systems are moving from tools we use to infrastructure we depend on, and the stakes are rising to match. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.